Well, switching gears literally, not just figuratively, Kevin Harvick joins us now on the attack. Kevin, nice to have you on board. Red, white, and blue summer 2014. Nothing better on the 4th of July than being able to help military families. You're up here in the New York area, and the program you have with Budweiser is going to do exactly that. Welcome aboard and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you having us on today. We're excited, obviously. Every time we have a chance with the Budweiser brand, they do a great job of supporting our military guys. And obviously with the Folds of Honor and the red, white, and blue cans and cases and car on the racetrack this weekend, it's great to be able to celebrate all those families and see all the things that the Folds of Honor and Budweiser have done together. So we're excited. Budweiser's donated a ton of money, $3 million this year and almost $10 million over the past several years. So it's great to have the Folds of Honor on the car, and hopefully we can have a great weekend in Daytona.
A great year for you with Stuart Haas Racing. Two wins. You're in the you're clearly in the top 10. You're locked up for the chase for the Cup. Talk about the car. Talk about the crew. Talk about the season thus far in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, because it looks like you're definitely going to be in the chase, and you have a chance to win the whole darn thing.
Yeah, it's been a great year. Obviously, coming to a new team, we had a lot of things to put together over the off season at Stuart Haas Racing. So we put together a whole new group of guys, all new cars, trucks, trailers, every nut and bolt that we have was brand new. So they've done a great job. We've been in contention to win a lot of races, and we've made some mistakes and had some bad luck and had some things go wrong. But we've been able to win a couple races and feel like the car is competitive every week and they have a chance to win races. So we just keep racing every week and keep cleaning up the mistakes that we make and the things that we have happen. And that's really just part of our sport in general. But for us, it's very important that we establish that consistency as we go into the last 10 weeks.
You know, it's funny. You talked about the mistakes. And it's been a year of adjustment with this new crew with Stuart Haas Racing and you. And you might have won even more than two races this year, but for some faux pas in the pits and some other things. And we've seen you on a week-in, week-out basis express some of that frustration. But despite all of that, you're putting a great car out every week. You're doing a terrific job driving that car. And you do have those two wins. You got a bunch of top fives and top tens. And you're in the chase for the Cup, which means that you have the rest of this season till September to basically iron that stuff out and be running, at maximum capacity and efficiency, not only with the car but with the crew come chase time.
Exactly, and for us, we're very fortunate because we knew we were going to have a lot of things to work through. I think this will be our 18th race together this weekend total. So we knew we were going to have a lot of things to work through, and we've worked through a lot of those things already from a mechanical side and just just from a little parts, pieces, things here and there. But as we go through the pit crew stuff and just pit road speeds or whatever the case may be, we just have to continue to clean those little things up. And that's something that you just have to be ready for the last 10 weeks. Obviously, we want to win every week, but it's better to have those mistakes now than it is in the last 10.
Those are the dulcet tones of Kevin Harvick joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's talk about this weekend's upcoming races. You've got Friday, you got the nationwide race. Friday night, 4th of July night, fireworks to follow down at Daytona. And then Saturday night, the main event, the Sprint Cup race, back restrictor plate racing at Daytona. Give us a little preview of that race as it's first time on a restrictor plate track now in a couple of months.
Yeah, obviously the restrictor plate stuff is there's a lot more out of your control than there is on a week-to-week basis for sure. It's a lot of pack racing. You'll have some high temperatures this week, not only outside but in the car and in the motor. I think that's probably the hardest thing that we have to deal with is just the high temperatures that we have from a motor standpoint, and managing that in traffic. So we'll get through all that and just hopefully keep our Budweiser Chevrolet up front all night and try to keep the car rolling. That's really the main goal is to keep the thing rolling and stay out of the wrecks as you go through the night and have a chance to be around as you come towards the end of the race.
Well, we've talked about restrictor plate racing. Season 2 of these Gen 6 cars, and it's been the best brand of restrictor plate racing that I've seen in a long time. on the Sprint Cup Series? Because restriction plate racing, to me, was always kind of boring with the bump drafting. And this is a much better brand of restrictor plate racing. We've seen it both at Daytona and Talladega this year. Talk about some of the differences between restrictor plate racing this year and in the recent past.
Well, I think as you look at it right now with our Gen 6 car, I think last year we had some pretty good pack racing. I think this year the pack racing is a little more intense because they made the spoiler just a little bit bigger. So you're able to make moves with a little bit bigger runs as you come up on a car at a little greater speed, so you can finish that pass. So it's we had, as drivers, we had a lot of trouble timing that at the first race this year, and tore up a lot of cars in the shootout and in practice and in the qualifying races. So hopefully everybody remembers that when we go back and how much, how much narrower Daytona is than Talladega. There's not somewhere to go for everybody. So it'll also be the first time that we have our group qualifying sessions, and that was crazy at Talladega as well. So hopefully we can just get to the race without having any major problems. And but the racing has been very good.
Well, final couple of questions for me before we let you go, because we're going to try and keep you on schedule here. We know you're up in New York now. You're going to be able to get down in time for Friday night's race down in under the lights on 4th of July, number one. And number two, you run a lot of nationwide races in addition to the Sprint Cup races, and a lot of the premier drivers do it, but a lot of them don't. Do you find that running those extra races gives you some sort of advantage, or is it just you love to race and you'll run any time?
Well, we'll definitely make it to the racetrack on time for sure. I won't let them be late. So that's probably one of my worst pet peeves is being late for something. So we'll not get out of town too early, too late for sure. But as you talk about the nationwide stuff, for me, it's just the fact that I like to race, and I think being in the car at the same racetrack, many of the times you're on the racetrack with the same tires and things that you have on the Cup car. Obviously, it's a lot slower speed and a different style of rules package than what we race on the Cup Series. But for me, I always talk about rhythm, and I think I'm a rhythm racer. And especially when you get into these racetracks that are kind of wore out, like we had last week at Kentucky, that are a little bit unique, I think the more laps you can run, the better you're going to be. I think we learned several things for our Cup car last week through nationwide practice and applied that to our Cup car. So I don't think it ever hurts to race. I think you always learn something, and the day that you stop learning is probably the day that you need to quit anyway, because you're not paying enough attention to what's going on. So it's for me, I enjoy it. It's a lot of work, but I think the work pays off in the end.
Kevin, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We got to let you run. Anytime you want to come back on, you're more than welcome on the Spano and Black Attack, and best of luck the rest of the season and beyond. It was truly a pleasure for us.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.